B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Oh, man, times have changed entirely for our lives. A lot of people that went to work are now working from home. A lot of married couples where maybe one person worked from home, the other one worked out in the office. They're now home together with kids now being home till May 15th at the least.
And it's tough to being cooped up together. And we have Dr. Gondor on with the Mania Roy of the Red Morning Show. And Dr. Gondor, I was just talking about this with my partner Sterling yesterday that, like, we were like, can we be quarantined until May? Like, can we personally do this? That's so difficult.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Gondor.
Thanks so much for having me. Absolutely. This is a huge challenge for so many people. You're disrupted entirely in your routine, and you got to reconfigure what your life is going to be looking like for the next couple months.
Dr. Gondor is a local psychologist who is joining the show, and we'll bring him back as many times as we need to get through this together. Dr. Loren is at home working through a microphone system, but she's at home with her son, her husband, who not only isn't usually at home, not just at an office, but he travels usually, and he's home, and they have a live-in au pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you manage that?
We have a lot of people living
on
top of each other.
I think the first thing that needs to happen is a few days into this, you've got to try to reconfigure the space. So you want to try to find out a way in which you can organize your household as if it was an office. So there's a space for you, there's a space for another person. As small or as big it is, it's really important that everybody continues to have the space that they used to for work. Otherwise, everything gets mixed up.
Yeah, it's kind of like compartmentalizing your home. Like,
but I feel like with me, because, you know, we get home at noon and my boyfriend Sterling works until 6 or 7. I walk right into his office and I sit down and I'm trying to talk to him because I get bored. You know, I'm stuck in the house all day. And meanwhile, he's probably like, you idiot. Get out. I am working.
Yeah, how do we set boundaries, Dr. Gondor, in that situation?
It's really hard. I think there needs to be almost like a family meeting because you're not used to having these conversations. And in these meetings, I think it's essential that everybody figures out that there's going to be time for themselves and times for the family. And so the time that you do decide to spend together, it is actually pretty much determined so that in some ways you're looking forward to something. And at the same time, you have the time to look forward to have your own space. So that's a fundamental way in which you can reorganize, and then things become valuable when you're together instead of just haphazardly there where everybody's going to think you're a fool. It's not your space.
So do you think that we should be scheduling our off time too? Because I feel like that's where our family struggles the most, where we get on each other's nerves. And some people get mad at me for saying that, but it's a different living situation now. And we would be lying to each other to say that there's not a mental health aspect to, you know, schedules changing and spending so much time with people.
Absolutely. Yes. I think you're absolutely right. You've got to spend time that is off, that is scheduled. Little things like, even if you're watching a Netflix movie or something like this, even if you schedule this, you can feel that this is a time that's determined for the family to be together. And this way you can have some structure, because the randomness of it all is what is throwing everybody off in so many different circumstances and lives.
Yeah, good point. The randomness of, like, we did something yesterday. Dr. Gondor, by the way, is a local psychologist right here in Charlotte on with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. We did something yesterday just kind of for fun called the Quarantine Court. We had a couple who was married for 10 years, and he sent us a message, and she agreed to come on. And he was upset because she's watching all these streaming shows that they used to watch together. She's watching them alone because he doesn't have the free time that she does. And so we jokingly said, you guys got to come up with shows that you can watch together, and then any other streaming shows, if you have the time where you're not parenting, you know, just watch it yourself. But these are like jokingly conversations that are real, if you understand what I mean. Like, it sounds crazy, but it's really what's going on in the average American household.
That is absolutely true. Even in my practice in town, pediatric and family behavioral health, even with clients who struggle, the randomness in the evening is a common factor, whether there is this dramatic situation or not. the scheduling of time is much more important than randomly binging a show, because then it doesn't have any value anymore. And then you can reconnect as a couple, or you can reconnect as a family when you decide what is it that you have in common, exactly as you're saying, a particular show that you're watching together and another one that you're not.
So you are the type of therapist that works with like families and kids?
Yes, teenagers, young adults, families, individual therapy, and couples as well. Yes.
So with the kids having to be home, how should, you know, I know we've seen online people should still do some form of a schedule, and they should still maybe have some form of education built in as well. I'm assuming you agree with that. And then my second question to follow up to that would be, what do you do when the kid wants to, you know, break away? I mean, do you really ground? Do you have to be so strict in the schedule and during this time? Because some of these kids, I feel like they're getting a bad deal. You know, totally. you almost feel bad for them. You're like, okay, yeah, go. You can go play.
Yeah, yeah. The discipline ahead to it. That's a good question.
Yeah. Do you need to be so strict with the schedule?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Kids?
Without a doubt, that's a great question. You've got to recognize that it is particularly stressful for them as well. So you've got to be a little bit lenient. By lenient, I mean not being unpredictable, but just give them a little bit more leeway to do what they want. But they absolutely need the structure and the schedule. They may not want it in the beginning, but we know, all of us know, that it is good for children to have the schedule for schooling, for learning, for playing, the eating, but built into that is some type of flexibility where they can play outside if that's still permissible and it's still valuable, but at the same time, give them the time alone for themselves so that they feel that they have some control in that situation as well.
Okay.
Dr. Bilal Gondor, a local psychologist, on with the Manny Roy and the Rancho. You see how often we have psychologists on the show. I can't even get the title out. We're going to play a song here, and then I'd like to bring you back. And I think it's a question that a lot of parents want to hear the answer to. And that is simply like, how do we deliver the message about what's happening in the world to the kids? I have a 6-year-old, soon to be 7-year-old home, and he asks questions, and I want to make sure that we as parents are doing the right thing in responding to them, and whether or not we should be entirely truthful. I'd like to get your input on that. Can you hang out just like 3 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Gondor with the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show.
Waking up.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning. Every morning.
Here we go.
You're listening to the Manny Roy and Lorenz Morning Show. Yes, 95.1.
All right, we have Dr. Gondor on with the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show, a psychologist here in the Charlotte area. We'll welcome you back to the show, Dr. Gondor.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Gondor, right before we left, we were talking about being a parent. And Loren, I know you're a parent too, dealing with the same issues that a lot of parents are.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Gondor, a lot of these kids are home right now, and things are so uncertain for us as adults. How do we go about explaining to our kids what's going on in the world right now, and like when we're not even sure it's going to be okay?
Yes, it's also such an important question. I think, of course, it depends on the age of the child, but if you're thinking about your typical tween or preteen, what you've got to try to communicate to them that this is really just a sickness, just like they have experienced a sickness in the family or someone having a cold, except that this time, and it's not just in the family or in the neighborhood, it's actually the world. So the world in some ways is not feeling well, and progressively, like we do with everything else, we take care of the person and we find ways to get better, and we are going to get better as the world is improving its way to defeat this virus.
Dr. Gondor, how now what about the older kids? And I mean like the college students, the high school students who are missing out potentially on the rest of their school year. Think about it. A senior in high school might not go back to school and might just go to college without actually having the typical graduation ceremonies that we're used to. That psychologically has got to be hard on these kids, even the older ones in the upper teens.
It is incredibly hard, and for most of them, they have not experienced anything like this. One way to put this in perspective is to bring the world into the picture and saying, in so many places in the world where there's been conflict, where there's been totalitarian governments, where there's been places where there's a lot of restrictions, people have these disruptions all the time. And so we've got to accept that change happens and disruptions are a necessary part of life. But that is an occurrence that is exceptional and extremely rare and is just an occurrence that happens every now and again. And we have to deal with that change. It doesn't mean that our whole life is put in suspension when that happens.
Yeah, I need to start telling myself that.
Yeah, it's a great point. These are all valid points. I took notes, have family meetings, schedule family time, chaos shouldn't be the norm in the house for now for you and your family. You should have some sort of schedule. And remember, it's all going to, we don't know when, but life will get back to so-called normal
at some point.
That's what I wrote down.
I wrote down, stop freaking out, you alarmist. Maybe I'll just say that over and over. Dr. Gondor, thank you so much for joining the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. How can people reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is... The practice is pediatric and family behavioral health. So the website is PFBHNC, that's for North Carolina, .com. And they can reach us. We have psychologists and nurse practitioners and psychiatrists. I'm also, I would like to point out, I'm a professor at Elon University. I'm an assistant professor there. So I teach classes
awesome.
Over there as well.
Awesome. Okay. And thanks for doing what you do. You know, you guys and gals in the mental health profession are so important to us, regardless. But right now, even people who might not have regular appointments can really lean on you guys. So thanks for coming on with us for a few minutes.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Gondor. Well, hopefully have him back on again to do another like mental health check-in. I really do think it's important.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.